everything that rocks.
Morning.
7:38, Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
How you doing, everybody?
Well, we should probably get to it. Enough stalling. It's time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Who is hiring? You're looking to start a new career today with a company that wants you to grow, that has amazing benefits, amazing starting pay? That's Specialite. Special-Lite.com. I'll start your new career today.
Get a job. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, bum.
But they're cutting the unemployment, right?
Yes. Yes.
So now people are going to have to be forced to go out there to work. Good. Yeah. You know what? Good.
Not me. I'm taking a ball peen right to the ankle, so I can't work.
Give me that comp.
Yeah, give me that comp, baby. All right, your topic for today. What sound grosses you out? Gross, all right? And sound is very tricky because sometimes you don't know what the sound is, but you know you don't like it. You're like, oh, what is that?
I got two of them.
Okay.
You want me to kick it off?
Yeah, go for it. What sound grosses you out?
So I'm going to start light and then I'm going to end heavy because the last one I don't even want to talk about because makes me quiver, man. Bad.
Okay.
First one, it kind of sucks. It's not terrible though, but have you ever rubbed two styrofoam pieces together?
Oh, that doesn't, it doesn't so much as gross me out as like,
stop that.
Yeah. Yep. For sure.
It's a terrible noise. It's squeaky. It's loud. It's just unnatural. All right. Kick it off with that one. This one, dude, I can't even talk about hardly because I just think about it. I'm like, nah. Okay, there's a reason why I can't watch two people arm wrestle anymore. And I think you know where I'm going with this.
Oh, man.
Dude, I cannot do it. I can't do it. As soon as I click on a video and two people are arm wrestling, I'm like, nope. Next one. Once you see a shoulder or an arm snap while two people are arm wrestling, that noise
that
it
pop.
Makes... Can't do it.
It's not a break noise. It's a pop. And then you know, too. And
pow!
I think that's a twofer because mentally, you know what is happening. You know that bone is literally snap. Oh.
No. Dude, and it's always aggressive because you're the pressure, the two, I mean, pow, it's always real sudden.
It doesn't matter if someone verifies to me that, no. I promise you, this is the greatest arm wrestling video you've ever seen, and I promise you, I can't watch it. I will not take the chance of seeing some. I haven't watched an arm wrestling video in years because, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Why is it so loud?
Oh, the pressure. The pressure for that thing to snap, and that's a clean snap, too.
Not to mention, it's just like one of those feeling things. You can almost feel it.
Oh.
Dude, you know, like my right arm
is tingling right now. That is a gross, horrible, horrible sound that you just brought up, and I'm very angry with you.
That's what I said. I was like, I don't even like talking about it because it makes me quiver.
Too, like if it busts through the skin, that sound as it breaks through that
just
broken,
like
shattered bone.
Break.
Yeah,
I think any break is bad, but like the arm wrestling, it's like you know what's coming.
You know,
at least like some breaks, it's like, it just happened. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
But an arm wrestling video, you're like, dude, it's coming. Here it is. Here it is.
One break I hope I never have to witness or experience is a broken thigh bone. Could you imagine that? Dude, that's as hard as concrete. You imagine snapping that thing?
It's the strongest bone in your body.
Good God. Just snapping it.
That's got to be a loud
bone.
How about that basketball NCAA basketball game and that guy broke his leg and held it up?
Stop it. Stop it, right? We went too far with this. Breaking bones.
Showing the replay.
Horrible sound. I don't think I'll top that one, but my sound that grosses me out is pretty effing gross. And anybody who played any band, any kind of wind instrument, you know exactly what I'm going to be referring to. And that is the sound it is made when you clear out the spit valve. Okay, so all these wind instruments, you're just sitting there blowing your hot, wet breath, all right, in there. Whether it's a tuba or a saxophone.
Oh,
or
you
want to
try it?
No, I'm good. So you're blowing this hot, wet air into this instrument, and then there's usually a point, like a settling point, where all of this hot, wet air and condensation from your hot, gross breath settles.
Gathers.
And then you have to, it's called a spit valve. And, dude, I can still hear the noise back when I was in middle school band.
What does this sound like?
It's just, imagine someone spitting through a pipe. That's what it sounds like. But they're blowing. It's horrible. And, dude, every band room floor, the carpet is just covered in spit from these spit valves that are being blown out, and the noise, because you all do it at the same time. You sit there. All right, everyone, that was wonderful. Let's take five. Let's blow out our spit valves all together.
No, I was never in band, so I never got to experience that.
Thank God.
You know, it sounds disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's blowing spit through a hole, and it's the grossest sound every time.
That's why I play the drums, I think. Spit valve and a drum, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you had to hose the, usually you had to hose the, wipe the drummer off, because everyone's like, come on. Uh-huh. All right.
You know what, Brock? I'm surprised you didn't say this answer.
See, that doesn't gross me. You son of a bitch. I swear to God, I'm going to turn your mic off. I'm going to turn your mic off. There, mic's off. How about that? You rat bastard. That doesn't gross me out. That, like, wigs me out. It's different. And now.
So what we're talking about, Brock's brother when they were kids. Remember the old Buicks that had the felt top that always fell down?
Why you know, it was always drooping. This, I can hear it. I can hear it, and it drives me
so
nuts.
So Brock's brother used to rub he used to chew his fingers,
so,
right?
Yeah, my brother Logan had this weird little tick where he'd kind of like chew the calluses, like on certain parts. And he'd just kind of do that.
So he'd rub the felt with his chewed calluses.
Oh,
and
stop
Brock,
it! Stop it!
Drive him nuts.
Oh, man, it killed me. I can still hear it. Like, right now, my hands are tingly, and I have to do this thing with my tongue where I press it on the roof of my mouth to make the sound go away. You're a real piece of trash.
My brother used to do that to me.
All right, let's take a quick break because I need to get myself right here. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What sound grosses you out? We're going to be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter, WIRX.
Brock.
Oh, good morning. 7:50, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? How you doing?
Let's get to it. Your topic of the day, of course, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Township, special-light.com. What sound or sounds gross you out? So not so much annoys you, but grosses you out. Like, that's sick. Let's take a phone call here. What sound grosses you out? WIRX, hello.
All right, I got two of them. The first one is more of an annoyance than a gross out.
Yeah.
But when you're an old person or whoever sitting there breathing with their mouth open and starts making kind of a groaning or a heavy breathing noise. There you go. Yep. Yep. And they don't realize they're doing it.
No, it's just, it's life leaving their body.
And the second one, and I would have thought that it would have actually gotten better because I've got two kids, is when I hear somebody throwing up,
I'm
at the door. And I had to manipulate myself Saturday because I had a kid do it right next to me, and I'm like, don't do it, don't do it.
I love it. It's coming.
Exactly.
All right. Good answers, buddy.
Hey, have a good one.
Yeah, we'll see ya. Do people throwing up make you get gaggy?
No, not at all. I hear it. I'm like, oh, that's sad.
Yeah, that's someone's
that's sad.
Someone
had too much of a good time.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm trying to think the last time because I've held
so the smell
hair
of it is different.
That will get you. That will get
That'll
you.
That'll get me for sure. But just the sound of somebody. Yeah.
You're right. Or if I have to clean up after Emery, our dog eats too much and doesn't chew his food because he's a big fat dumb pug. And I have to clean up his piles around the that makes me. But yeah, hearing someone doesn't make my stomach turn. Let's see. Let's go to Facebook. What sound grosses you out? Tony said my alarm clock.
Yeah.
Woof. Right,
especially on a Monday morning.
That's funny. Matt said if I can hear you eat, which is a pretty common answer. Josh said chewing with your food with your mouth open. Roger
people
said
still do that. Huh?
Yeah. Smacking their lips. That's kind of. Stop it. Mm-hmm. You animal.
I got a buddy when he drinks. Every time he takes a golf, he like really golfs.
Oh, yeah. He's got
I'm
that.
Like, dude, you don't need to make that noise to drink.
Then afterwards, does he go, like he's been in the Sahara and he hasn't drank in a month?
What's wrong with your throat, man?
God, man. Dave had an interesting one. What sound grosses you out? Dave said fingernail files. Ooh. Yeah, kind of.
Like the feel of them, though.
That sound? Yeah. Yeah.
Do you file your nails when you clip them?
Hell no. Dude, I don't clip my nails. I chew my nails. who's got time to sit there and clip their nails, all right? No,
I do.
I aggressively bite them, and then I do the same thing for my toenails. I just rip them off. I just rip them.
I'll rip them off for sure, but I won't bite them.
Yeah, when you and the gals go to the salon, get your pedicures done.
Get your
bikini wax done. Meredith had an interesting one. What sound grosses you out? Stirring mac and cheese. That sounds like sex. All right.
Yeah, that's a sex noise for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Melissa said people smacking their gum.
It's probably going to be the most popular answer. Chewing with your mouth open.
I like Sean's answer. He said, if you've worked in a restaurant, you know the sound of a full gallon of mayonnaise slopping out of the container.
You tip that thing up. Mayonnaise is a weird thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a weird consistency. I used to have a buddy in high school who used to just take packets of mayonnaise and just right into his mouth, dude.
Yeah.
Two at a time.
That's gross. That's gross. Hope that person's in jail. Let's see. Mark said the Plan B morning show. All right, good for you, Mark. All right. You were the one who said it. Hardy, har, har.
That's more annoying than anything.
Yeah, yeah. Lars had an interesting one. What's a sound that grosses you out? He said a dog licking its parts. Does the cat cleaning itself bother you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was right for the crotch. I don't know what it is with animals, but that's the first thing.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's what I go for in the shower, though. When I get in the shower, that's one of the first things I'm cleaning off is.
Yeah.
Little donger.
Yeah, right.
You know, but the cat, dude, right?
And I mean, just.
Cats are weird, though. They get that leg real high in the air for some reason. You got to, like, well, they're reaching for the sky.
It's an aggressive lick, too, like the sound. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
People feel bad that that's the way you got to clean themselves, too. Like, imagine if you had to lick your whole body to, like, we didn't have showers.
Dude, that's a dream of mine. I have a reoccurring dream about licking myself.
You have a few less ribs, don't you?
You wouldn't see me ever again, Hunter.
You're a weird guy.
Let's see. Justin said mouth breathers. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? You do this sometimes, too. You when you're typing on the internet and you don't know I'm on the other side of the mic.
Oh, because the mic's right there, and I got it right at my nose. Yep, yep.
Sometimes I'm like, Brock, pull the mic away from your face for a second.
Why are you breathing so heavy while you're typing online? Don't worry about it.
Right.
Don't worry.
Jesus.
I didn't know I'd do it. I'm sorry. I didn't know I'd do that, buddy. I'll be more cautious.
I'll let you know. Yeah, just like the people that chew with their mouths open. Yeah. If somebody's doing that, tell them. Like, dude, close your mouth. It's not appropriate.
You do that when we're trying to record stuff and you're eating your bowls of cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the mic. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah. That's more on purpose, though, because I know you hate it.
Look, usually I don't like to encourage Brian. Yeah. How's that cereal? It sounds good. We'll end with Brian's. And like I said, usually I don't like to encourage him, but his is actually pretty funny. What sound grosses you out? He said when your mom gags. All right. Okay.
Oh, man. Ryan?
That's pretty funny. All right. That's pretty funny.
I don't want to hear that noise. I'd rather hear an arm snap, I guess.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of Brock and Hunter coming up. Stick around.